Good morning. Beautiful morning too, isn't it? This is like, to me, the perfect weather. You get up, you're not cold. It's going to be a little warm this afternoon. I can deal with that. Perfect. But then if it was like this every day, we probably wouldn't appreciate it anymore. So I always tell people, that's why it gets so nasty around here in the wintertime. It makes us appreciate it when it's a little warmer. Well, let's start with prayer. Dear Lord, once again, we are before you, Father. And as we just said, you gave us a beautiful morning to start the day with. This just couldn't be any more perfect. Father, you also gave us a nice place to ride today, which is great. Thank you for allowing us to come before you before we start our day and to start it with you. Things just go better if we come to you first. Father, there are so many things we need to be thankful for. And, you know, we don't always tell you thank you. We seem to ask a lot more than to just come before you and just say thanks. We need to come before you and just get quiet and just listen to what you have to tell us. We're always in a rush, and we miss out on so many blessings because of that, I think. Father, as I get ready to share this message with these people, I just ask that you'd open the hearts of anyone that can hear this. Make it to where they can apply it. Knock on doors. Open doors. Lord, I know you're a gentleman and you don't force anyone to receive Jesus, but I just ask that you'd knock on that door really strongly to where people will let him in. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, this is kind of an exciting weekend for us. My son Casey's been in Afghanistan for the last 7 months, and he's coming to California this weekend, and he'll be home in a couple weeks. So that's a real good thing, and we love it. And it kind of made me think about something when I was sitting there this week, and for some reason I had a hard time figuring out what I was supposed to talk about today. And I finally just gave up the first night, and I sat down the second night and started looking, and my wife went in the other room to give me quiet time, and it hit me just all at once. And that's usually how it works. You know, God has a way of just hitting you upside the face if you sit there and get quiet and listen. But we're always in such a big hurry, you know, we want to just sit down and give me the answer right now. We don't want to get quiet and just wait. But if we do, he always reveals himself and he always tells us what he wants us to do. Well, what hit me was, you know, there was kind of a comparison between what our son's doing and what we're supposed to do. Yeah, he signed up with the Marines. Signing up with the Marines, they have expectations. There are certain things they expect you to do. Well, if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you become a Christian, God has expectations. There are certain things that he would like you to do. Now, one of the main differences probably is the Marines are just going to force you to do it, whether you like it or not, and then they're going to kick your butt out if you don't do it. While with God, it's a little bit different. He asks us to do things. And once we have Jesus in our heart, then we should want to do things for him. That's the one major difference between serving like in the Marines or serving God. Well, going with that, there's another similarity. You know, Casey, well, he had to go overseas, you know, serve his country. Now, whether we agree or disagree with what he had to do over there, that doesn't matter. But he went over there to serve his country. Well, in the same way, there's things that God wants us to do here. Because once we receive Jesus, all of a sudden, our citizenship is really in heaven, and we still live here on earth, but we're already bought, and our citizenship's up there. And just like the Bible says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. In other words, we're here, and God speaks through us. He touches more people through somebody like me, or you, or anybody, let's say he touches more people that way than he does with just coming and talking to them when they're laying in bed at night. He uses people. And, you know, same type of deal. The Marines use people. God uses people. The Marines are just something down here to protect our country and to give us freedom, which we need, and I'm glad there's people willing to do that. But we also need people that are willing to spread God's word. Now, here's what God asked us to do. And you might say, oh, we have a tour of duty, and this is our tour of duty, if you might want to say. Then Jesus came to them and said, he came to the disciples, which we're disciples, this applies to us also. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. In other words, he's in charge. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So, you know, verse 19 says we're supposed to make disciples of people. But it doesn't stop there. Evangelists are needed. You know, everybody needs, I mean, we do need them. They need to go out and rally people and get them fired up about Jesus. And it's really cool that they get people to receive Jesus. But what's not cool, a lot of times they just, you know, they're in town, they do this, and then they're gone. Well, the next verse right here is the one I want to read again. It says, in teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. See, there's the expectations. God does have expectations. The only thing good with God, he doesn't force us to do anything. And if we mess up, he forgives us. I mean, we're already forgiven. That's an awesome thing. But we can't say a sinner's prayer, if you want to call it that, and then just go on about their life like nothing ever happened. It just doesn't work. So, what do we do then? Well, people like me come, we tell people about Jesus, and I have to read my favorite verses that I haven't read in a little while. It says, here's what I need to tell people. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Or it's the, I don't know if you caught that. It is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. In other words, you don't just do it and then never tell anybody. You can't hide in the closet. You got to let people know. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. There's no difference between Jew and Gentile. And that, I think most of you probably know that comparison. You know, God called the Jewish people his people, and then the rest of us were Gentiles. But with Jesus dying on the cross, the door was open for all of us. There's no difference between them and us. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Not most of us, all of us. If we call on his name, we will be saved. So when does our tour of duty start? Well, it basically starts the day that we make the decision for Christ. That's really when we should start serving him. Well, what do? We start going around beating people up with the Bible and just, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that, and it doesn't work very well. Most people end up closing the door, like at work. You know, you got a lot of people that aren't Christians a lot of times, so what do? Well, simple things. You show Christ mainly by your actions. Yeah. Now, you might have a close friend that you can sit down and truly share Jesus with them, and word for word as to what the good news is. Maybe just help somebody that's broke down and wish them, you know, God's blessings on their day after you help them. I mean, there's lots of ways. You know, you may just offer to pray for somebody when somebody's in trouble. There's more ways to spread Jesus' message besides standing up here with a microphone in your hand. You know, not everybody is called to stand up here and do this. There's times that I sit there and go, God, why did you call me? I'm not worthy because I'm just as messed up as everybody else. I mean, I still sin, don't want to, but do. But you have to do what God calls you to do. And that's where that getting quiet that I was talking about a little bit ago. If we don't listen, we don't know what we're supposed to do. We have to get quiet. And you're like, when you pray, do you give God a chance to answer? I know a lot of times I don't, I mean, I'll be honest. So, I mean, don't feel like I'm beating up on you because I do the same things. You sit there, you pray, and then I got to get to work. Boom. Well, luckily, I got a one-hour drive to work, so I got plenty of time to get quiet. You know, that gives you plenty of time. What's the point that I'm trying to make here? Well, there's one more point. Just like Casey's tour of duty ends and he's coming home this weekend, or he's coming to California, he ain't coming home yet, but at least he'll be stateside. He gets to do that. Well, the same way our tour of duty ends. We don't have to do this forever. And here I want to read another scripture. It's out of John 14. It says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going." In other words, he says, hey, you're not going to be stuck down here forever. And saying you're stuck down here is probably strong words, but you know, being a Christian is not really the easiest thing in the world to do. Because before you're a Christian, you can just live however you want. If you want to party, you go party. If you want to, you know, do this, you do that. If you want to go out and play around with things you shouldn't, you can do that. It doesn't really faze you. You don't, you know, you just do whatever you feel is right. But once you become a Christian, all of a sudden, your conscience gets a lot stronger because the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of you. And when you start doing things, especially if you read the Word like you're supposed to and you start learning about God more and more, well, the more you get convicted of things that you ought to not do. The thing with God is he doesn't force you not to do them. He's asking you to not do them. And it's not because he doesn't want you to have fun. It's because it's better for you if you don't do those things. So, God is a gentleman. He's not going to force you to do it. That's just the way it is. But he does have the expectations that he wants us to live our lives according to him and not the way we're used to. The whole point of this message this morning, you know, just like the Marines are looking for a few good men, God's looking for a few good men and women. He wants an army down here that spreads his message. Now, not one that goes out and, you know, fights physically. He just wants us to share the message. They called it the good news. That's what the Bible calls it. It is the good news. It gives you a purpose to live for. And when I go to bed at night, no matter how bad things are at work or how bad things might be, you know, I can sit there, I can lay there and I can close my eyes and I know it's all good. Because this is all going to go away someday and it'll be perfect where I'm going. Like I said, God is looking for a few good men just like the Marines are. The other thing, we have to do what he asked us to do. And sometimes he asks us to do things that we don't really want to do. That's like me standing right here. Those of you who know me for a long time, you know, there was a time I couldn't talk in front of two or three people standing in front of me because I was scared to do that. And when God first asked me to do this, it was like, you got to be kidding. Me talk in front of people? Well, I've been doing it almost 10 years now, and it's working a lot easier. I'm not scared no more to do it. Now the reason I'm here is because one of these days we're all going to be in heaven, and I want to have you all there with me. And I know there's some people out here that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior yet. And I want them to accept him as their Savior. I mean, what does it mean? Jesus came to this earth as a baby. He was raised, grew up just like the rest of us here on this earth. He allowed himself to be crucified for all the sins that we commit. And he died on the cross. Now, if it would have ended there, he wouldn't have done a whole lot anything different that we couldn't do. But the awesome thing, 3 days later, he rose. And he's now up in heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father, making a place for us. He's interceding for us. So when we mess up, you know, when God looks down, he I'm messing up. Jesus goes, yeah, but my blood already covers that. I already paid the price. You know, no matter what you do, Jesus is always there going, the blood's covered it. And it has. So you can't mess up bad enough to for God to give up on you. God never gives up on anybody. That's what it means to be a Christian. So if you feel the knock on your heart this morning, open the heart, open the door. Let Jesus in. And if you want somebody to pray with you and do that, I'm not going to ask you to come up front here like they do some places. I'm just going to say, we're going to be here all day. Just look me up. I'll be glad to explain it more to you. Be glad to pray with you. And it's the best thing that you will ever do. And I started earlier talking about, you know, that being a Christian's not easy. And, you know, it's like the old commercial, you know, the good angel and the bad angel. It's kind of similar to that. Now, you got the good one sitting on this side, the bad one over here, and they're both whispering at you. And who you going to follow? Every morning, you got to make a choice as to who you're going to follow. And sometimes we mess up and we make the wrong choice, but that's cool because Jesus got it covered. And with that, I'd like to close. Dear Lord, we thank you so much. We actually thank you for the opportunity that you have given us a tour of duty right here on earth. You've given us a mission. You have given us a mission to share your word with people. You want us to share the good news with anybody that we can get to listen in a nice way without beating them up. You don't want us going around beating them up, but you still want us to share with everybody. You say that everybody will have an opportunity to come to know Jesus, and that's just awesome. We just love you for that. So, Father, I ask that this morning you touch everybody's heart, and the people that already know you, remind them that they are soldiers for you. Not with a gun. It's not that kind of a soldier, but you gave the word of God to them. And spreading that message is what being a soldier for you is all about. And then the people that don't know you yet, Father, I just ask that you would knock on their heart. Do it very strongly, because we don't know when the last time is they get to hear this message. And it might sound scary, but it is. And the day that we sat around together up in heaven talking about the good old days, we want everybody to be there. We just thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, as we get ready to go racing, we just ask for safety. Watch over us. Keep us in one piece. As always, do it for your glory, not ours. And just have a good time in you, Lord. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for coming.